I greet you once more and thank you for waiting until the last presentation. I'm very glad and very exciting to be in front of you today because this is one idea that was born a year ago in one conversation of Thomas and I. And it was something, as it was said yesterday on the ENARC meeting, something which wasn't initially planned, but it just came as possible to do, so we decided to try to do it. And today in front of you is a result of this, what we try to do. And so this is some kind of premiere outside of Croatia. My very, very big wish is to show you this live on the internet, but since we have a little bit problems here with internet, we decide to make the PowerPoint presentation. But if you will trust me, it's really work. It's online. You can start it whenever you want. So, and I hope from the next Icarus meeting, we will actually do it. So the idea is making and creating IcarusNet database, a system or one database or description of archival materials, as was shown, as this was seen in Matricula experiences, Monasterium experiences, and other databases experiences, that everybody has these beautiful systems and databases, but when you try to integrate it into one system, there is, unfortunately, because of different standards, different traditions, different experiences, there are lots of systems, but not one system. Our task as Croatian State Archive inside the ENARC project was to design and maintain a common information platform. So we decided to try and to go to SHOT to make this unique or common or joint database system for description of archival material. Which was the basis for that and how we started? We have our own national archival system in Croatia, which is called ARCHINET, and we work on this for 5 years, and we created ourselves in Croatian State Archives. It now has more than 1,000 registered users and more than 320 institutions which actively work inside of it. So based on that, I think that you can trust that we have some experiences is integrated more and more institutions and lots of institutions into one program. After a few years of working, it now has millions of data sets inside. This is an example of how it works on our level, and more than 120,000 pictures and text files and all other additional files. Our system is also part of the Croatia government program, which is very important for us, and it is awarded by the European Commission with the Good Practice label in the field of administration and effectiveness and innovation field. So it was also quite an input for us to work on this and develop it further. So this was the base, and on this software was the basis of the IcarusNet software. This was our idea when we developed our system and what we tried to make some integration of all data and all services in archives because, as you know, archives are institutions that have lots of information potential, have lots of information resources, but this is usually organized in some special data set and in some special register, and we wanted to make some integration of all of this. So, which is our system? It is an internet or web-based system used for describing, processing, and making archival records. It is based on international standards. So it practically works on the International Council of Archive Standards on four now running standards: ISAD, ISAR-CPF, ISDIAC, and DSDF, and they are all incorporated into this system. And it is also in compliance with EAND and IATS, and it allows export and import of data in these standards. It is installed on central network server, currently in Croatian State Archives. It is accessible via internet from anywhere. So you, your institutions as users need just internet connection, and this is all that you technically need for work inside the system or to use the system. It comprises of two parts. The open one is for the public, follow users who want to search databases, to search digital images, to search text records, translations, and all other content which is available here. And what is available to the public is what every institution decides that is available from this point of view. In the same time, in the protected part of the system, in the working park, every institution can edit or arrange and work on its system. It is a separate database which allows you to use, and at the same time, the public to browse and to search the last available version which was publicly released on this public site. How it looks like, our IcarusNet currently. It now works in English and in Germany, and of course in Croatia, since we had it already done. And when the registration is made, every user, every institution who will use and work on these records here will choose the language which they want to be their language for work. It can be changeable anytime, so you can now decide to work on English and then to switch it to German or any other languages. And as I said yesterday, we are waiting for volunteers to translate it in all other Icarus languages. It is very easy to make the translation, and everybody can do it if we give him rules to make the translation online, and it will be available to all other users in the same time. So this is the sign-in part, when you make the registration and when administrator give you rights to enter the working part of the system. You will just use your password and username to come inside the system. This is basically first part of this protected part of the system. It is created on modular basis. As you can see, it can be all switched and added and changed in any time. Every user as institution and in physical person who are working in the system has his own profile, which is administrated by himself, so he can do all this and change it anytime and make all data as fresh as is possible. This is one example of description of archival units. It is description on the phone level, as you all archivists know. As according to the standard, it is made according to ISA-G. It allows description on font level, on sub-font level, up to item level, and all different types of material, which are created in accordance with not just ISA-G, with RAD rules and MARC rules and any other available and used rules for the description of special type of archival materials. As you see with this blue line, this is a relational database, so every data inside are related, and this relation works through now around 700 normative tables and data set, which are all running by administrator of the database. And the basic logic is that every data set is entered just once, and then it is used on every place where it is needed to be used and related with one another. So since the screenshot is big, this is the first part of screenshot, and this is the second part of the screenshot. You see, connected with every level of description are subordinated level units and upper level units, so you can have hierarchical view in any time you wanted to have it and to make all connections with that. Description of record creators according to ISAR-CPF, as I said, it is organized in separate data table. It has all these fields that you can see it. It is also relational databases, and you can see from this other part. It allows relationships with all other records creator and description of their relations, like for example, father and the son, upper body, lower body, hierarchical body, and a relationship with all kind of archival units which are of importance of this record creator, and their role in creation of this document as editor, as creator, as descriptor, or I don't know what there is to know. This is description of one institution, This is one particular archive. This is done according to Isaac Alexander for description of institutions that have record holders. You see, they're also connected with their historical history, with their services, with their records unit. So this is also done in standard database. This is module for administration. So you see all these tables and normative tables and units are here, and administrators of the database can work anytime without any help for the programmers who needed it, and they can make all the standardization or the regulation or the translation independently from the other stuff which are going here. List of system users, of course, administrator can also administrate it of the system users and give them roles. There are currently 7 roles, but it can be also changed, added, and dated, whatever is needed. We have the online help also, like the online manual of how to use the system. It is now, I'm sorry to say, just in Croatian, but we also work it. And we will try to translate it on English and German. We also asking for volunteers. If somebody wants to join in, come on and let it join. It is also can be done live inside the system. So everything that you done or everything with your participation will be immediately inside of here. This is our idea of the public website. We are still working on it, and this is our proposal for the IcarusNet logo, which will be, I hope, still decided on the Icarus board and on ENARC consortium. And this is basically how it will look like. We'll all, on the one side, it will be all register available for the search for the public, and on the other side, all relative databases and all other projects which are relative for the Icarus and ENARC partners. I will show you it, how it looks like now on the ARCHINET basis. This is what is now working, browsing of the all entities of records, of material types, record creators, institutions, matriculas, digital content. And when you search something, I here have one example of Latin language and one area between these 200 years, you will find the result, and you will then have complete description and access of these units. We also have here a database of finding aids. Beside this description, which are made according to modern international standards, we also have scans of all older finding aids, which are also searchable through a separate database. And during this year, it will be also available at full text search, also like all other fields which are used in description of material. And also our final aim to come to some digital content, which can also be one day part of Icarus basis on all this, which already of all these programs and initiatives already existing. So this is basically what we wanted to show you. I hope you will try it. I hope you will work as hard as I saw every time you work in Monasterium and all other initiatives. We will help, of course. You can ask us every time in Croatian State Archive and also in Icarus if you are interested and you wanted to start, and I will be here at your disposal all the time. And thank you very much for attention.